Church say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. It's a blessing to be in the house of prayer on another Sunday morning in such a time as this for a wondrous occasion. Amen. 150 years. God has been blessing Crossroad Church family. First, we give honor to God and to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, to the angel of this house, amen, Pastor Coleman, amen, to First Lady Coleman, amen, to my wife, to all the deacons, members, and friends. I'd like to say good afternoon to everybody, amen. Well, good morning, I think we still, still good morning, amen, amen. We are blessed to be here to share with you a word from the Lord. Amen. I was thinking and contemplating about what to preach. And I asked the Lord, and the Lord directed me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We just want to read two verses. Verses 13 and verse 14. When you get there, just say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, read verses 13 and 14. The word of God reads, says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. We're going to stop right there. Watch, ye stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. Amen. For a few moments of your time, the Holy Spirit and I would like to preach from a subject. I want to encourage you to watch, stand, and be strong.
Amen.
Watch, stand, and be strong. Our Father in heaven, it's once again, Lord, that you have allowed me this blessed privilege to stand here in this place to speak a word for you. But, oh Lord, I know I can't do it by myself yet, dear God. So I ask in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, that you would allow your anointing fall afresh upon me. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, dear God. Just use me just as a tool, dear God, no more, no less. Pray that your anointing would just flow through me, dear God, to reach us all. Lord, as we listen to your word, dear God, I pray that your word will get into our hearts and into our minds. So much so that it will take root, dear Lord, that we as your people will bear much fruit. Lord, keep the enemy from distracting us. Keep the enemy from this place, dear God, just for a little while, dear Lord, that we may commune with you, that we may be in fellowship with you. Lord God, that we may do your holy and righteous will. Worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, have your way in this place, dear God. And Lord, if you do it, we'll be ever so careful to continue to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, we ask it all in Jesus' mighty name. For your sake, we do pray. Lord, our soul says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Watch, stand, be strong. The church in Corinth had a lot going on when Paul penned this letter. First of all, the church was divided over its leaders. A few of the saints were guilty of incest. Some of the saints were suing each other. Others were sleeping with prostitutes and proud of it. They were confused about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. They did not know how to handle food offered to idols. Some of the saints were getting drunk at communion. Isn't that something? Spiritual gifts, especially the gift of tongues, was dividing the church. Some were even denying the resurrection. And folks, believe it or not, some of the same stuff is happening in our world today. I was listening on the news just this morning. They were talking about men who are men by birth playing college sports with women. Marriage between men and women is a thing now. I mean, it's a law, matter of fact. There are divorces at an all-time rate today. There's so much going on all around us. But as a church, amen, as a church, God wants you, I, to stand to what? To stand and be strong. At the close of this letter, Paul, the author of our text, he gives five commands for the Corinthian church to obey. They are to be alert, be firm, mature, strong, and loving. Paul's closing words to the Corinthians are designed to encourage Christians to watch. What do you mean, watch, preacher? In other words, be alert. Want us to be alert today, amen. You can't believe everything you hear nowadays. He wants us to stand firm in the faith. Act like men and women and be strong. Paul is urging the believers at Corinth to be of one mind and make sure that all that they say and all that they do is done in love. We should not be doing things to get pats on the back, amen? If you're doing stuff to get a pat on the back, you're going to die by the pat on the back, amen? First of all, we want to look at this thing about watching and being alert. Every Christian needs to know the importance of watching, being alert, for we have many enemies that seek our downfall. We are surrounded by many false apostles, false prophets, false teachers, deceitful workers, and doctrines of demons. All such things started to infiltrate the church in the time of Paul and seem to explode it into multiple fragments of falsity within today's apostate churches and heretical cults. You see, the enemy of our soul seeks to permeate every nook and cranny of our Christian life. Yet Timothy 4:3-4 warns us of this. He says that for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You see, as a church and as a Christian, there are things we need to do when we're watching and being alert. And that is, we need to guard our heart. Amen. For out of our heart flows the issues of life. Your heart tells you who you are. We can put on a suit of clothes. Amen. But God knows who we are behind closed doors. We can hide from many people, can't we? How many of y'all listened to the news when that lottery hit 800 million? Some people probably thought about playing. That's a temptation, isn't it? But there are two great motives we need to remember while we're watching and being alert. The two great motives are living faithfully for Christ and remembering what he did for us on the cross. And then secondly, looking forward to his coming. Church, Jesus is on the way back. You don't have to look very far to see that Jesus is soon to return. You see, when we go through temptation, there's the temptation and then you have desire and then you have opportunity. You see, when you're going through, you're through, amen. You have temptation, you have a desire, and then you have opportunity. If one of those things are missing, you make it through, amen. But if you have a temptation and you have desire, and then opportunity lines up, what are you going to do if you have not been walking with the Lord all week long? If you haven't been praying and getting before God, we're going to fall, amen. The Bible is filled with many men who have failed. But if you continue to watch, if you watch your heart, if you're watching God, your testimony, I believe that God will make a way for you when you're going through. I want to encourage you today to keep watching. Be alert. Stay awake and pray so that you won't enter into temptation. You see, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Prayer strengthens us in God's ways and protects us from Satan's ways. Prayer isn't some ritual. It's the heartbeat of spiritual life. The next thing we want to look at is the point of my little sermon is to stand firm in the faith. Amen. You've got to stand firm in what you believe. The Christians, Corinthians, like many Ephesians, were being carried about with every wind of teaching. So Paul encourages them in verse 13 to stand firm in the faith. In other words, stand firm in your doctrine. Amen. Why? Because false doctrines leads to loose morals. And Paul wants them to tie their conduct to their belief. In other words, practice what you preach, amen? When you tie your conduct to your belief, then we will no longer be little children, tossed by the waves and blown around by every wind of teaching, by human cunning with cleverness in the techniques of deceit. To the Corinthians, much was relative and tentative and not firm, amen? In regard to faith, amen, Paul is not referring to trusting or salvation faith, but faith in regards to sound doctrine. If we are to be firm in the faith, we must be well taught in the word. Looking at everything and judging everything by God's truth and God's standards. In other words, we have to have a biblical worldview. If we don't, we're in danger of slipping into wrong thinking, wrong belief, and Lord knows, wrong behavior. The Corinthians apparently had become corrupted by the influence of their unbelieving friends and neighbors. The old saying is true, church. One bad apple can spoil a whole bunch. But I also believe if you got one or two or three people in a crowd, amen, that are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, I believe somebody else gonna catch on fire with them, amen. The Bible says if we touch and agree and we come together and get on one accord, something's gonna happen on the inside. Because the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, if he dwell on the inside of you, my God will quicken you. I like that verse, y'all. One of my favorite verses. Why? Because it tells me I don't have to stay where I'm at. God can resurrect me, pick me up when I'm down. Talk to me, y'all. Y'all help me this morning. You've been here for 150 years. Somebody ought to be shouting right about now. Has God been good to you? Is the blood running warm in your veins? Somebody make some noise in the house. Something on the inside of you has to make you to watch. Stand up and be firm in what you believe. You see, the Corinthians had become corrupted by the influence of unbelieving friends and neighbors. But I want you to be courageous, amen? In other words, be mature now in your faith. The idea here is to grow up. The mature person has a sense of self-control. confidence and courage that the immature, childish person doesn't have. Maturity is one of the marks of love, amen? A virtue in which the Corinthians were especially deficient. You see, love strives for maturity in all good things, in doctrine and spiritual insight, in emotional stability and control, in personal relationships, in moral purity, and in all the fruits of the Spirit. Paul says it in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. He says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, tell you something, I couldn't wait till I got grown. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Man, I got to tell you something right here. We got to put these video games up, amen? We got grown men still playing video games. I stopped playing games when I was about 16 years old, amen? It's not that serious, amen? If we're grown, we need to act like we're grown, amen? And then we put too much energy, I believe, into sports nowadays. Whether they win or lose is not going to benefit you and I, amen? I'm amazed at how much we know about our favorite football team, our favorite athlete. We know his height. We know his weight. We know what jersey he wears. We know where he lives. We know who he's courting, so to speak. But if you ask somebody, give me 10 scriptures, 10 of your favorite Bible verses, they can't tell you anything. We got to watch, church. We got to stand. We got to be strong. Because you see, this enemy, he ain't playing. Excuse my broken grammar this morning, but he ain't playing, amen? He's out here seeking you, watching you, studying you. It's time for us as a church to strategize. Come up with a strategy plan before you get in trouble, amen? Before you get sick. Before life happens, we need a strategy. Get your scriptures together. You see, the time to start studying and preparing is when things are going good. Amen? You can't do nothing while you're in battle. We got to stand. We got to be firm. Amen? Next, I want to encourage you to be strong. You got to be strong, church. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do we get strong? Well, I found out I can't make myself strong. Why? Because I ran across Philippians 4:13. We got any Bible readers here this morning? It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, when Christ becomes your help, when he becomes your power, when he becomes your all in all, you can be strong in the spirit. You see, I started going to the gym because I got a couple of things going on now. You see, I'm a little bit older, but even the weights can't make me strong enough spiritually, amen? But when I get into the word of God, when I begin to get in my prayer closet, when I get down on my knees, something happened to me in my closet, y'all. I can't explain it, but the presence of the Holy Spirit will show up and show out. He will comfort me. He will strengthen me. He will tell me that I am his own. I get ready to go out into a sin-sick world. Try to help my neighbor. Try to help the one along the way. If you want the kind of strength that doesn't fail, start spending time with God and learn to wait on him. Your strength will renew. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Psalm 34 and 8 says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. How will you ever know that God is good if you don't spend time with him? Church, if you align yourself with God, you will be positioned to receive the goodness. Amen. If you learn to just wait on the Lord, because he knows what you need, regardless of your trials that come your way, you serve a God who's got all power in his hand. And I'm almost done. Not going to be here very long. The next thing I want you to encourage you to do is to do everything in love. What kind of love are you talking about, preacher? Well, I believe the Bible gives me the best explanation. 1 Corinthians 13 and 4 through 8 says, love is patient. Got to be patient every now and again. And love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. I hear some people say, I can't forget. Nothing. Yes, you can. You can't do it by yourself. But if you let God come on the inside, that thing may walk across your mind, but it won't have the same effect on you, because you can look back and see how far the Lord has brought you from, and lift up your hands, throw your head back, and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for being so good. You see, love, it does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it always perseveres. You see, love, it never fails. I want you to church. I want you to watch. I need you to stand now. And I need you to be strong. Why? Because we're living in a world that has lost its spiritual equilibrium, and our values have been reversed. We live among people that have ridiculed the absolute truth of God's word and called it pluralism. Some of us, us folk, have worshipped idol gods and called it multiculturalism. Many of us have endorsed perversion and called it an alternative, a lifestyle. Some folks have exploited the poor and called it a lottery. Some folks have neglected to discipline their children and called it building self-esteem. Many people have abused power and called it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. Some folk have even polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. But yet Jesus said in Revelations, and behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Jesus said, I said, Jesus said, Jesus said, y'all, I have sent mine angel to testify of these things in the churches. Jesus said, I am the root and offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star. He's on the way, y'all. How many believe that Jesus is coming back? I said, my Jesus, he's coming back, and he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. I just stopped by just a little while to encourage you to watch and to stand and to be strong when the enemy gets on your trail. You look toward Jesus and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I need your power now. I need your strength. I need some Holy Ghost power. And God will. I said, the Lord will. God will. God will. He'll make a way out of no way. Somebody in the building has got to be wondering how I made it 150 years. It was by grace, the grace of God. It was grace that lifted you. It was grace that's carrying you. And grace, God's grace, God's grace, yeah, God's grace is going to carry you on. I need you to watch now. Stay and be strong. Too much is going on. Too much is going on, church. You got to be alert now. Satan is after your mind. Why do you think so many drugs are in the land now? He's after your mind. He's after your children. He wants to take the authority away from the parents. See, this current administration, y'all better be praying. Anytime you got to call a child by a pronoun, something wrong. Anytime a school teacher got to call a boy a girl, something wrong. Church, watch. You got to watch. Be alert. Ask the Lord to show you how to vote this coming election. I'm personally believe you better be ready to pack your bag and get up out of here. Amen. What I mean by that is keep your testimony tight. That's your bag, your testimony. Amen. Jesus on the way to rapture his church. He's on the way, church. Watch, stand, be strong. You see, God is still answering prayers. He's even answering the prayers of those folks that are out in that cemetery that have prayed. You haven't seen all the prayer requests come to fruition yet. God is still answering prayers. He's able to do anything but fail. If you don't get anything I just said today, remember, you got to watch your heart, guard your mind, guard your heart, watch what you see, amen. Turn the news off every now and then. Go in your secret closet and pray. Watch what you hear, watch the friends that you keep, amen. Stand firm on your doctrine. Know what you believe. The enemy is twisting scriptures left and right. He's always done it, amen. He ain't got no new tricks. Just a new phase, amen. Be strong. You got to be strong today. Yes, I know it's hard. It's real hard. Because if he can't get to you, he's trying to get to your children. Some of y'all parents know what I'm talking about. Satan does not care. He'll try to break you in any way possible, amen. But know that God is with you. You see, when I got this, my life changed. I understood that the Holy Spirit, he's always with me. When your children don't act right, the Holy Spirit, he's right there. When you're driving your car, the Holy Spirit is right there. When your body gets sick, thank you, Holy Ghost. He's right there. Church, God loves you. He loved you so much that he died for you. The doors of the church are now open. Maybe somebody here today who may have drifted away from the greatest love of all. If you're here today and you want to come, Crossroad will gladly receive you in. The scripture is plain. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're here today as this great choir sing, I want you to come. Amen. Sing, man.